That was it. Hot dog. Okay, so with that seminar in mind, my question for all of you is, should we do this again next year? And I to that say, hot dog. Thank you all. So we will see you again next year. But before that, we have one important thing still to do, is to welcome on stage one of our absolutely most treasured and long-standing friend and amazing, accomplished musician, which is Emmy Lou Harris. And I want to welcome her to stage. You're hearing it first. She just committed to next year also. And with that, I am turning the stage back over to Emmy Lou Harris and her band for the final set of this weekend.
Come on, Brian.
It's all right, midnight, and I got two more. to be back. Big family reunion. I think I was doing an interview today about the festival, and I was told that I sang this song. I've sung it at every one, so I'm not going to break the run now. Getting warmed up here. Just want to check something to see what I sound like without. No, I think I like the ear, but just brighten things up just a little bit, just a tiny bit there. Give me a little of that fairy dust or whatever you got over there. Ooh, we got had some serious tuning, I think, here. Let me see. So, yeah, I was had sort of a trip down memory lane today doing a bit of interview that, about this amazing festival that's approaching its quarter century, right?
Bless.
And I've been here every year. God bless Warren Hellman. But of course... in talking about those 25 years, I had to, be confronted once again with the fact that we've lost some good friends that played this festival, friends of mine. And one of those was Nancy Griffith a few years ago. Wonderful, wonderful activist and songwriter and animal lover. She even had a cat named Etta James, among many other animals. Anyway, this is a song. I remember when I first really heard Nancy, this song came on the radio while I was driving, and I had to kind of pull over to the side of the road. It made me think so much of my wonderful parents who had a marriage of 50 years. They were still in love after 50 years. It can happen. Mexico, the only thing he ever owned was this old house here by the road. And when he dies, he says he'll catch some blackbird's wing. He will fly away to heaven come some sweet bluebonnet spring.
Walk through springtime, I was born. Our days were sweet, our nights were warm. The seasons changed, the jobs would come, flowers fade. And this old house felt so alone when the work took me away. And when she dies, she says she'll catch some blackbird's wing. She will fly away to heaven come some sweet blue bonnet spring. Highway 90, the jobs are gone. We tend our garden, we set the sun. This is the only place on earth blue bonnets grow. Once a year they come and go. This old house here by the road. And when she dies, we say we'll catch some blackbird's wing. She will fly away to heaven from some sweet blue bonnet spring. Some blackbird's wing, we will fly away together from some sweet bluebonnet spring.
All right, I want to do another Nancy Griffith song. I really kind of stopped making records because I figured I had enough of those damn things. I could never get all the songs in the set anyway, but I was lucky enough to be part of a Nancy Griffith tribute record that came out this year sometime, which is going so fast. I can't believe it. But
At least it brought us here together. Yeah, I started. Anyway, I'm going to try to remember this. I love this song of Nancy's. It made me think of my parents were one of those couples that eloped during World War II, but had the good luck of having a wonderful marriage. But there's something about this song that always made me think about them. We're going to try to do it. She owned a hotel on the Jersey Shore. Made her living sending sailors door to door. He was a small one with a crooked smile. But he made her eyes light up like the heavens on the 4th of July. He ran the number, she ran unclean. And those porcelain hands keep her in her dream. While they worked the sea, she made more money than you or I'll ever see. His love was an anchor on the Jersey Shore. If you were looking for love, boys, could have found it in 44. All were halo back before the war. When the men loved the women and the women knew what men were. Come and go like the waves of the sea. Well, I hung their portraits up there in the honeymoon suite. I hear the fishing their lives away down in the Florida Key. Anchor on the Jersey Shore. You were looking for love, boys. The women and the women knew what men were for. Thank you. Well, you know, folks, I have been playing this. I have been playing this festival for a long time, and I try to change things up a little bit, work up a little bit of new material for you from the many, many albums that I seem to have done over the past decades. So, we are going to try. Oh, I had that in the wrong key, didn't I? Well, I did it anyway. Okay, it's all good, baby, it's all good. Okay, I'm going to try this one that I was lucky enough in my very long career to do some albums with some pretty great people, and I did one with Mark Knopfler, who is such an amazing songwriter. Wish we could get, why can't we get that boy over here? Well, let's start a petition. Okay, we're gonna try this one. Let's go. Madison and Stranico right now. Maybe right now. And it's too dark to see anyhow. Where are we right now? Maybe right now.
Is going wrong. Let's just lose my strap. But I know I'm amongst friends, so. All right, so Eamon did such a great job on that duet with me there. We want to show his prowess off once more on the mandolin. And I've probably done this song many times. I probably did it at the first festival, 2001. Yeah, we were doing this song, and I had a group called Spy Boy with Buddy Miller in the band. It was supposed to be a Bill Monroe instrumental, so it was Buddy Miller channeling Bill Monroe, and now we've got Eamon McLaughlin channeling Bill Monroe on this song called Get Up, John.
Down Jordan, get up, John.
Okay, I've got to dedicate this next song to this little fella down in front. You know, before we go any further, I have to give a shout out to this amazing band up here. Most of these boys were at the Rooster stage playing what is also known as the Buddy Miller stage all day yesterday in the hot sun and doing a great job. Over here on keyboards, accordion, guitar, and vocals, Phil Madeira. And Will Kimbrough is a member of the My Wonderful Red Dirt Boys on electric guitar and vocals, Will Kimbrough. Keeping the beat back there with a big smile. No matter how many sad, depressing songs I throw at him, he's always got a smile because he understands we must just be in the present. So, and he is a present to me, my drummer, Brian Owings. And also playing bass all day on the Rooster stage and singing harmony, acoustic and electric bass, Chris Donahue. He's got one of his lovely daughters here at the festival. And of course on fiddle, mandolin, and vocals, Eamon McLaughlin. So, all right. I didn't try a song. You know, sometimes you have to rest your ears from all those beautiful hot licks and everything. Just sort of clear the palate. So. Song. All right. Well, as you, I'm sure, know that another artist who's been here, I think, every year except one, is my, I call him my captain, Steve Earle. And, I was thinking about doing the song in my set, and then instead we did it in his set yesterday over here. Song that I love. This is another Steve Earle song that I always loved. He actually. I was lucky enough. There's another fantastic, well, another hero of mine. Goes back to when I was 16 and got my first really bad guitar. but she inspired me to learn to play three chords, and that's Joan Baez is here. Joan Baez, and Mary Chapin and I were lucky enough to be, well, honored enough to participate on the Kennedy Center Honors for Joan when she was finally honored as he should have been, many times over, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, Steve wrote this song and produced it on Joan. But so Chapin and I were able to, they said, well, there were certain songs you wanted to do, but you can pick a third song. And she and I picked this song. And I so hope I remember the words because I'm singing it in front of Steve and Joan. So we're going to try this. One of my favorites.
I believe in prophecy. Some folks see, not everybody can see. It wasn't a while that there's a secret along with you and me. And I believe in miracles. Something sacred burning in a rainbow and tree. We can all learn to sing the songs the angels sing. But I believe in God, and God ain't me. I've traveled around the world, stood on mighty mountains and gazing across the wilderness. Never saw a line in the sand or a diamond in the dust. And as our fate unfurls, every day that passes, I'm sure about a little bit less. Even my money, he's telling me it's God I need to trust. I believe in God and God. God in my little understanding don't care whose name I call. Whether or not I believe don't matter at all. I receive the blessing. Every day on earth, another chance to get it. Someone's wondering and watching just what I got. Maybe this is why I'm here on earth and maybe not. I believe in God and God is God.
Thank you, Sean. Okay, I'm done. Joan Baez. I told Joan. All right. So you know what? I actually told Joan when we were there at the Kennedy Honors a few years ago, and I said, you know, Joan, you're overqualified for this. They need to make the Joan Baez Award, and you are the only one that will ever be in it. There you go.
All right. So you know what? I think I'll just go on to Bruce. That's kind of very powerful. All right. So let's do Grievous. Let's just continue. All right. So,
folks, this is a kind of an anniversary that I'm involved in also. 50 years ago... an album called Grievous Angel was released posthumously. And I happened to be on that record, and it was really the beginning of, well, it's why I'm here, really. The generosity of Graham Parsons. And so that record has a great deal of special meaning for me. And so we thought we'd do something tonight. Won't you scratch my itch, sweet Annie Rich, and welcome me back to town? Come out on your porch, step into your parlor, and I'll tell you how it all went down. Out with the truckers and the kickers and the cowboy angels, and a ghost alone, here to
doing the best I can up here, folks. I'm very happy to be up here, even with my 77-year-old brain. But I've still got the legs. All right, okay. So, well, I don't know. I was feeling a bit sentimental about the Graham record. And I think a lot of the songs that I've done over the years have kind of just reflected that particular journey. And once again, about this record I was able to do with Mark Knopfler, I think my favorite song on that album was one that just talks about life on the road. It whines a little bit, but hey, we wouldn't be here if we didn't love it. A million miles, our vagabond wheels clocked up. Neath the clouds, come down. Showtime when we do it for real with a crowd. Air miles rolling don't come for free, and they don't give you any for pain. And if it's over nothing, all road running's been in. Shots come down like cannon fire and thunder off the wall. There's a man in every corner, and each one is giving his soul. This is my pipe, this is my drum, so you never will hear me complain. And if it's all when there's only ringing in your ears and an echo down memory lane. Then if it's all for nothing, all the road running's been in vain. The show's packing up, I sit and watch the carnival. Pretending I'm not a fool for running around and around, like the pictures you keep of your old woman death you showed me one time on a plane. And if it's all for nothing, all the road running's been in vain. All the road. Thanks for singing along. It's like on my bucket list to get an entire audience to sing that with me. Next year, okay? You promise? It's like a going om. It takes you to a better place for a few minutes. All right, so the song I wrote with Mr. Rodney Crowell. Sad and high. this song just for you. Coming out every year, and especially you crazy folks who come out for our sound check every morning at 9 on Sunday. You didn't tell anybody what we're going to play, right? All right. Anyway, it's a wonderful thing to be here. Think what Warren Hellman hath wrought. Really extraordinary. And thank you to his family for carrying it on. I know I speak for a lot of artists here that this is like a family reunion that we look forward to every year. And we'll be back. Together again. My tears have stopped.
Thank you.
Maple Burn.
Maple Burn, ladies and gentlemen.
also wonderful. Bernie Valuti doing my sound.
Bernie!
Came all the way from North Carolina. His mountain didn't get flooded, but God bless those people in the Southeast that are going through all this. But, you know, of course, there's no such thing as climate change. But Mother Nature has other ideas. And the wonderful Les Banks over there, letting us sound good to ourselves. All right, well, indulge me here. Another artist that we lost over the last few years. I don't know if he ever played here, Billy Joe Shaver. But, boy, he was a character. And wrote some wonderful songs. This was probably my favorite of his. It's country music. I spent a lot of time making up my mind to be more than the measure of what I thought others could see. Good luck and fast bucks are too far and too few between. Cadillac buyers and old five and dimers like me.
She stood beside me, letting me know she would be someone to lean on when everything walked out on me. Fence yards ain't hole cards, and like as not, never will be. Reasons for rhymers and old five and dimers like me. It's taken me so long, but now that I know, I believe all that I do or say is all I ever will be. Too far and too high, too deep and too much to be. Too much ain't enough for old five and dimers like me.
Strictly Bluegrass.